Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 59. What is it?
89.
Wow.
So you're pretty close.
69. Oh, yeah. Episode 89. My name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
Chad's here too.
Hey.
Who else?
Welcome to the show.
All Range Mode!
TJ, what do you got going on this week?
Yeah, for real?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched some movies. I didn't get... I played some games as well.
Oh, we got lots of stuff to talk about.
Where are you all going?
you all just leave. All right, Far Cry came out this week, so we're going to talk about some Far Cry.
Yeah.
We just finished playing Super Smash. So yeah, it's all scattered here.
I played Dragon Age.
Dragon Age is
another
big one.
Planet.
I'm going to just recap on the top 20 games. Most anticipated 2014. And some movies, perhaps, if you're lucky.
Well, we kind of did half of the recap of the... Half of the...
We did a very impromptu recap last week. It was just... Yeah. I don't know, we covered everything, but...
Well, what do you want to start with?
Well, we got any console wars?
Console wars?
I got one piece of news for console wars.
Okay, go ahead.
Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Is there something that you guys want to talk about?
No.
Honestly.
You guys didn't introduce yourself.
Yeah. Say hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
All right, sorry, what do you want to start with?
Console Wars.
Console Wars.
Yeah, so this week, Sunset Overdrive, free for 48 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Microsoft.
Does that mean you can download it, you have 48 hours to download the entire game for free? Or is it like you have 48 hours to play the whole game for free?
I have no idea.
You can try it.
Also, they're assuming we don't have...
You own the game already.
Either way, Microsoft's going to win this week. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, we can talk about the biggest ever Wii U game, and, you know, as far as, like, technical prowess, is that what you would say? Like, technical achievement, if anything?
I suppose so.
It looks... That's not water.
It's the same...
Do you want water?
What is it?
Vodka and water.
Oh, that's what
it's
I
the
want.
Same engine as the GameCube and Wii
It
version.
Looks bad, yeah. I mean... Galaxy looks better than this, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Mario 3D World looks a lot better than this. Which is crazy.
Are we doing games right now?
Well, console wars. I mean, this is biggest game on Wii U, and like, what does that say for it? I mean, I got the feeling, not to mention how many fucking controller options. Like, I was struggling with this. Like, more options are better, right? But does the fact that like they're spreading themselves so thin, like... Use a Wiimote. Use this. Like, fucking... You can buy those GameCube controls, but you have to plug them into a Wiimote. Like, it gets absurd.
GameCube, they have, like, three different GameCube options.
It's weird.
They have the GameCube actual controller, and then they have the GameCube, like, special edition Wii U version that's...
I kind of want that one, though, because it's peach.
Well, what does that say about
feel
the...
Feel it, though. It's shit.
It does feel really bad.
No, I didn't use it.
It's garbage. I got the Yoshi one. It's nuts.
What are they trying to say about the integrity of their actual controller?
Yeah, like, we made a pro controller. It sucks, and we know you guys like playing with this shit, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing with the pro controller, and with a few tweaks to the actual button layout, you can get it to feel like...
It's a pro controller.
You can get it to feel like the old... You can get it to feel right if you tweak everything, but then you have to select your personal control style before every match. Like, it's kind of shit, and it's just...
I mean, if it knows you're saved at... Like, player one?
No, it's you select, like, Joe or Chad or...
Hold on. Most games, though, you just use the defaults and they work, right?
But these ones don't.
That's your opinion, I feel like. I don't like your controls.
Fuck off.
You know what? The fact that they recognize that the game is so... You have to have very specific controls to you, and they give you layouts that you can save, that's
impressive. Yeah, I mean, that's the argument. What's wrong with too many options? But you know what? Right. Like, when it comes down to it, I feel like I'm playing with a toy, you know? And it seems like...
And you throw amiibos into the fucking mix.
When you're actually playing with toys.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, those things are kind of cool, too, but...
But they only work in the gamepad, right?
Well, yeah. No, but your gamepad's always kind of just sitting there.
I don't even know what the fuck it is. What it's is just an amiibo? Confusing. What does it do?
It's like Skylanders. So, like, you if you set yours on there, you'll get, like...
You automatically get Fox.
A sidekick or something. But, like, your amiibo is your save file for Smash Brothers, essentially. So, like, if you bring your fucking toys over to my house... If you bring your toy to my house, you can set it down and my Wii U will know all of your controls, all of your history. Like, throughout the game, you're collecting stickers and upgrades. Yeah. Like, you actually, in the single player campaign, you actually collect a lot of upgrades to your fighting style and, like, things that will cut milliseconds off of your, like, recovery time, shit like that. Like, and for people who are dead serious about the game, like, you need that stuff to carry over. So, it'll do all that for you. I was actually going to talk about, we don't get into it too much yet. I mean, I'm just saying, as far as Console Wars goes, this is a flagship title, and it just points out more of Wii U's, I guess, inadequacies, more of its flaws. It feels old, and like, I was looking over at my fucking Game Shock 4 over there, and just thinking, like, fuck, that is amazing. Like, it does everything. It feels good. It feels like I actually paid for something that's worth the $40, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking...
Like this thing, it's $25. This guy here. Yeah, there it is. For this thing, and it feels like $25. Like a $25 controller. This clicks.
It's no good?
That one clicks. This one doesn't. I don't know if that's a design choice or a flaw.
It does feel like really plasticky.
Why doesn't this one click? Right click sticks, clicks, mix, whatever. I hate it.
Maybe it's just maybe I'm just getting old and I want to feel like I've got a big boy machine.
Yeah. I don't want to play the same game from 8 years ago.
It literally is, yeah. I mean, it's the same game again with improvements, right? I mean, a lot of companies do that, though.
And you can draw the penis on the screen.
Yeah, you can. Penis maps.
We'll upload our penis maps as soon as we figure out how to do that. But, I mean, I mean,
that's really cool that you can do that. You can draw the map.
It is good.
Just start playing it. Yeah, obviously the game works. The game's great, but
yeah,
it's the same as Halo.
Right.
Like, you remake Halo, but this isn't a remake. This is a new game.
Yeah. Well, either way, we can get back onto Console Wars. I just thought I'd jump in there. Because I consider that. Like, I'm playing my Wii U, and it's like, this is the game, right? Like, and it's still just, it didn't pull me out of that Wii U as a Netflix player, essentially. I mean, I'm going to keep playing.
Joe, yeah.
We want to fucking get into that?
It'll be fun.
Those games are so deep, too. I'll be playing that for a while.
Did you play through the story at all once?
There is no story. It's actually really confusing, but I'll get into it. Those games, they're packed so tight, and you kind of just have to, the challenges, the events, the fucking... You'll unlock different fights based on what you've already fought against the computer. Like, it's super deep. You just got to get into it. And I am excited to do that. What else for Console Wars?
I just had Sunset Overdrive. This is the man right here. Nothing this week?
I haven't looked at much this week. I've been slacking.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, we have the first opportunity to do cross play, but... I can play a game I don't own as long as you invite me into it.
You guys did? You did that?
He invited me, but I was like ready to go to bed. Well, fuck, man. I turn on my PS4. He invites me. I'm like, I'm literally gonna put on an episode of Family Guy and go to bed.
No. I think I invited you when you're offline.
Oh, really?
It's probably turned it on and it came through. It's just like a token, and you can accept it, and then it's there for whenever we want to play.
Is it time sensitive? Like, I have to play within 2 real-time hours of when I accept it?
No, I don't think so. I think you have 2 hours of play time.
Well, I'm playing 10 minutes a day for the next...
You have 2 hours
120
combined?
12 days.
You have 10 two-hour sessions you can hand out to up to 10 friends. But I could probably give Joe 20 hours if he's the only person who has a game, right?
For Far Cry, you're talking
about. For Far Cry.
Yeah.
10 2-hour sessions.
Yes.
That's weird.
So I guess that's it for Console Wars.
Yeah.
We're going to jump into TV.
I'm excited for you guys to just fucking spill the beans on Walking Dead, because I've...
Oh, it was on... No, it's on tomorrow.
I haven't paid attention. I haven't watched it.
So I guess we can finally talk about Walking Dead, then.
Sure, why not?
Chad doesn't care.
Love it.
Fuck, I was not prepared to do this.
Yeah, me either.
Tell me from episode one.
Okay, episode one starts extremely high, and it's actually kind of gone down a little bit.
That's what I've heard.
People, I feel like we're doing it a disservice by trying to wing it right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do kind of agree.
Who dies first episode?
Nobody, really.
I think there's mad deaths.
There's some...
So what happens is... Deaths. Well, did you see the end of the season where they get captured? The end of the previous season?
Yeah.
At Terminus?
So within two episodes, they're gone. Out of there. They escape. Right? Okay. But obviously,
kill everybody
like...
everybody in there?
Well, they... Nope. They don't kill everybody. They kill a few people. Carol comes back and saves everybody.
Oh, okay. I seen that in the first episode.
Right. So
dresses up and shit and walks in.
So yeah, they find this like safe house. It's an old church, and they're doing fine there until like the cannibal people, like, they track them down.
Alright.
So the cannibals like capture one of Rick's people, but little do they know that it's all for naught because he's already been bit. So it's like they start eating this guy, like they eat his leg, right? And he's just sitting there, and like they're telling him like, hey, we're gonna keep going, you know, and like we gotta keep you alive, and you know, when Rick comes, we're gonna kill him too. And the guy's like, you're fucked because I'm already dead.
He starts laughing hysterically.
Who was it?
It was Bob.
It was the guy from The Wire.
No. Okay.
Season one of The Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's laughing hysterically, and he's like, tainted meat! Tainted meat! And they're all, like, just disgusted, because they had all these scenes of them just eating his flesh, you know?
Jeez.
So, I mean...
pretty epic.
What they do is, like, they try and use him as bait, eh? They drop him back off, like, to Rick.
Yeah.
So, Rick just pretty much, like, completely fucking takes these guys down. Like, him and a whole posse, they go out, the cannibals swoop back in, and then they just double back and literally, like, viciously, like, just murder all of them, like, in front of the entire group. Like, yeah. So it's people killing people. And that's what Dan and I were talking about, like, that fucking one scene where everyone is, like... Because you can see, like, fear in people's eyes, like, friends of Rick, when he's hacking at him with a machete.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? And they're all, like, in just... fucking fear, right? And then the next scene, they're like, hey, you know, all right, everything's fine.
Like, the next episode, they didn't, like, nothing happened?
The next scene.
Next scene? Back.
Yeah, hey, I'm really sorry. You guys can't do that.
We're not loud.
It doesn't matter. What? I mean, we talked about this 10 minutes ago, and you're like, it'll be fine.
Stop it. Hey.
No, I'm not...
Oh, we heard you.
You're still being kind of rude.
Fuck that. I'm not being rude.
Okay.
Either way, we'll be done quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened on Walking Dead.
Where'd you bring guys gets eaten?
You know that guy that, I'm trying to think of what the guy's name was. Remember, it was one of the guys from Terminus, but he was like scouting at some house, and the one black dude beat him up. The guy that was with...
Oh, yeah.
Tyrese?
Yeah,
Tyrese beats him up, but he can't kill him.
Right. And then he comes back, and he's like, we always have a choice. Did you see something happening there? And then he just died?
Like, I don't know.
I thought he was going to become the new leader. And, like, I don't know, it was a very odd scene before they killed everybody. He was like, put down your guns. And he's like, we don't have a choice. We have to put down our guns.
Did Tyrese end up killing that guy? Or no?
One of them did. They all end up dying. Okay. No, it wasn't. No, Tyrese didn't beat him to death, but in that scene that Joe just described, they killed him all. But yeah. He looked like he was rising up like the new leader. I don't know. It struck me as weird the way they, I don't know, he had like
it just,
a line.
It seems all over the place. Like, for better or for worse, every other season had like an overlining arc through the entire season. And I kind of hated it too. Like, oh, I guess this, we're going to be dealing with the governor the whole season, you know? And they've kind of flipped all that on its side. And it seems like you're getting little three episode story arcs.
Yeah.
Which is good now. And they're doing three or four stories at once. They're kind of intertwining them. It's a good watch. We've hit kind of a point now where it's, I'm just kind of waiting for everything to pick back up again.
Yeah, I'm waiting for stories to like coalesce. You know what I mean? I'm thinking that they've got a clear vision of where they want to go. And every story has a meaning. Like, they know that Beth episode was really weak, right? And I was kind of expecting the Carol and Daryl episode to kind of tie in better. But I'm still thinking by the end, like, they need an overlining story. Like, somebody has to be the bad guy or something has to happen, right?
Well, maybe also,
it's the hospital people.
Everything that we've been saying has been happening within the same 3 days. They're doing that again.
Yeah.
You know, like, we saw Daryl a couple episodes back. And now we saw the, what's the girl's name? The blonde?
Beth.
We saw the Beth episode. And then essentially what we're seeing is before that episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of
clear they've jumped back and filled in the gaps.
Yeah. Well, we'll get Dan's take on it. I mean, I know he's been waiting to talk about it. The only other thing I have to talk about with TV is, on the plane to Calgary, they had like movies and fucking miniseries and stuff. I got to finish Fargo on the plane.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like,
you choose what you want to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. I don't have too much to say about him, but I watched a lot of movies, a couple 4 hour flights.
Holy shit.
But yeah, I got to finish Fargo. I don't know what, do you know if there's going to be season two?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be like a True Detective thing, right?
I guess so.
Or just like a new story, if anything.
It kind of lost me how they like, episode 8, they jumped ahead 6 months. You know, like, I don't know if it was episode 8 exactly, but late in the season, they pull you out of, like, the story that...
Oh, I think it was, like, a year or two, but...
Okay. Well, no, because it had to be long enough for... No, it wasn't too long, because Colin Hanks is... The cop is pregnant, so it's less than 9 months have gone by. And Billy Bob says he worked that bounty for 6 months. So it's probably just about 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
Either way, it was kind of weird that they pulled away and then brought you back to Fargo like 6 months later. And essentially the entire circumstance is different.
Well, there's just no story happening there. I don't know. I didn't find it weird.
They had to jumpstart everything. Because like there was an end point to the entire story, and then they jumped ahead 6 months and they had to reboot everything just to get everyone back into the same
web. I never thought about that. It's just the end of his story happened to be later. Like, there was a lull where he was okay for a while, and then they their paths crossed again, right?
Yeah. I mean, I should clarify, like, I've been pretty critical about that show, but
pizza's here.
Yay, pizza's here.
Doesn't TJ subscribe?
Yeah.
Show me your penis.
I've been pretty critical about that show, but I really like it. It's good. I hope they do another season. I heard a rumor that they were gonna the dad who owns the diner, they were gonna do his story like from the 70s.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So who knows?
Do you want to like rate it or anything, or
as far as one season of TV goes? What do we know? Is it 4 stars? Or do we do 5 stars?
Five.
We do 5 stars. It's a strong 4.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's an easy 4.5.
Wow.
But that's me.
So strong 4.
It's just
you want to jump into
The Giver.
Movies real quick?
Yep.
Wait.
Well, I mean, I mentioned that I watched a bunch of movies on the flight. Roll Call. How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Your Dad.
How I Met Your Dad. It's Dragon. Which is totally badass. Any fan of the first one will kind of dig the second one. It's like I don't know. It does a good job, like, expanding the fucking dragons.
I haven't seen either.
What's Hiccup? Hiccup is the main character.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one's good. Like, the second one's better, but I don't know if you'd get much out of it if you haven't seen the first.
Actually, I think Dan, Tom Unger, and I tried watching How to Train Your Dragon 1.
What?
Your wedding night. We went back to your house.
At our house.
Yeah, on your TV. Just like, if I could put it on. We put it on, we all
fall three
asleep,
of you instantly fall asleep.
Just in the middle of the living room.
On your wedding night.
Well, I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, for any gamer, like, in the first one, the dragon is injured, so, like, Hiccup will build him, like, little rigs to, like, to adjust his flight and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, spoiler alert, at the end of the first one, Hiccup loses his leg. So he's, like, built, like, cool props for his leg and like, that are meant specifically, like, for gears on the dragon. Like, he just totally, like, rigs his whole dragon up, and then he utilizes, like, a flight suit. So it's just cool, like, gear-wise. I mean, I, as a Star Wars fan, I'm always into that kind of shit. Like, everyone's got their own gear, their own setup. And okay, yeah. I love that kind of stuff. So it's pretty good. But I also watched RoboCop, which was a letdown. I could not stay awake for it. Yeah, the new one. It wasn't very good. And
cool kills or anything?
No.
No redeeming qualities.
Well, I mean, I was
dozing. What's the best about that movie, even if it's the worst?
Ah, fuck. It's bad. Like,
really? Nothing.
I'm pretty sure I fell asleep for an hour of it. right there in the sweet spot where there would be cool stuff. So maybe I shouldn't be talking about it. I can't rate it. But there's a bunch of scenes where all he is like a head and lungs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
That graphic?
Yeah, him and Commissioner Gordon are talking about, like, how he's not able to live and stuff. And then he just talks
to... Look at your head and lungs.
And, like, this guy's fucking body was exploded to the point where, like, everything was damaged except for his lungs and his pretty face. Where they, like, they can show his entire face as RoboCop. And none of it is damaged. And it's just like, fuck... I don't know. I mean, the original RoboCop's not even that good. And now that if you go back and watch it, it's kind of like a cult hit. But well, it had its.
I was gonna be scared the shit out of
it. It had its fan base back in the day, but it was a letdown. And the other movie I watched was Grand Budapest Hotel. I don't know if you guys care about that, but Wes Anderson. I liked his. What was the one I really liked? I really liked Fantastic Mr. Fox. And he had World Tenenbaums before that. Everyone's into that movie. And Everyone likes the Life Aquatic. And that one was never really a fan of those.
What was the one, the camping one?
Yeah, Moonrise Kingdom. I really liked Moonrise Kingdom. But this one was a lot better. Like, it's probably, like, the biggest scope that he's had in a movie. And, you know, I think there's more special effects, but they're in his cool little style. I really liked it. I recommend it to any Wes Anderson fan, but if you're not into his stuff, then stay away.
Just another Wes Anderson movie.
It's another. I think it's another Wes Anderson movie, but it's. I think it's one of his best. I really liked it. Yeah.
I mean, I love Tenenbaums. I hated everything else.
Yeah, I didn't really see the big deal about Tenenbaums, so that's kind of why I was able to breeze right past Life Aquatic. But I'm into his movies. I mean, I thought the Darjeeling Limited.
Oh yeah, that was horrible.
Darjeeling, yeah, it wasn't good. And I was thinking, like, okay, the shtick is over, right? And then Fantastic Mr. Fox came out, and I was like, well, that's cool. It's his style, but obviously, like, in an animated or somewhat of an animated movie. But then, yeah, I really like Moonrise Kingdom, and I really, really liked. Grand Budapest Hotel. I was going to rate it, but I mean, I don't think our listeners really care too much about Wes Anderson movies. But, not on the plane, but in theaters, Gone Girl, so good. Like,
you called it movie of the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a tricky one. You don't want to talk about it because the more you say, like, it could kind of spoil
the whole. Everybody talking about it.
But, I mean, you've got David Fincher. Fucking has been top-notch since, I mean, even before Social Network, but Social Network, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, he did the pilot and he sets the tone for all of House of Cards. And now Gone Girl is so good. Like, it's just, it's grown-up stuff. You know what I mean? Like, my second favorite movie of the year would be Guardians of the Galaxy. And, like, I wouldn't go out and tell, like, an intelligent... you have to see Guardians of the Galaxy. But, like, I can go out and be proud to say, like, listen, Gone Girl is fucking sick. Like, it gets you thinking. It's just a cool fucking story. And I've got, I don't know, like, something about... And, sorry, my wife's here listening to this. But, like, something about, like, filthy... women in their underwear. Like, there's a scene, like, remember in Prometheus when Noomi is like, she's just performed surgery on herself and she's walking around like in her underwear and like she's just fucking filthy. I'm just like holy shit. Like, and yeah, that's when it fucking tipped the scale for me.
She's like a big walking circle.
What?
I think she's absolutely
hideous. She's not a circle though.
Yeah, Noomi Rapace is not a circle.
She's a big rolling circle.
Well, you know the chick who plays the female role,
in
Amazing Amy, or the Amy character in Gone Girl.
Amy Adams.
No.
Amy Rapace.
No, but it's an awesome scene, man. Cool. But yeah,
go check it out.
Gone Girl is good.
Yeah.
Make sure like you're not looking for a comedy. That's, I mean, for sure.
Like, you were saying that too. Everybody at your work was like, "Fucking movie's the best movie."
I spoiled the entire movie for Shelby.
He said, "Can I give you?"
I said, "Can I ruin it?"
Yeah, and I thought he was going to tell me at the end or something. He told me the entire movie from beginning to end in one text message.
It was so good.
Exact what happened from beginning to end.
Oh, you went. You said by yourself. Right?
How long was that text?
Yeah, I was on.
It was fucking very long. Okay. It was very long.
It wasn't that long. Movies?
It was like, you know, when Calgary you was on your street, it was like I had to scroll still. It was long.
It was long,
but the entire movie.
There was
and at so the end,
Ben Affleck is this guy. Right?
Yeah, the entire plan is
just to tell you what happened.
It was to tell me exactly what happened.
Ben Affleck is so good, though.
He's dope.
Dan knows it too. Like, I've liked Ben Affleck since the Kevin Smith days. Like, fucking Mallrats, Chasing Amy,
I never understood
Dogma.
Why he was teased on South Park. I didn't get it.
Affleck was teased?
Yeah.
They'll tease anything.
What?
South Park will tease anything.
Well, yeah, but they said, like, he has no talent.
He's there was the Jennifer Lopez era.
That was
rough.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, like... Oh, and fucking Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
I remember, like...
He wrote the fucking movie. He half wrote it.
Yeah. Like, him and
how are you
Dayman.
Not talented?
Yeah, but he's fucking so good. And I can't even believe anyone... You got Argo. He fucking directed, like, Gone Baby Gone. Like, the guy's...
I like Casey Affleck.
Who doesn't like Casey Affleck?
Interstellar.
That's all I'm saying.
Casey Affleck's dope. But I've never, like... fucking Ben Affleck in this movie is, like, 250 pounds of awesome. Like, the guy's gonna be a sick Batman. I'm... Yeah. Pretty geeked for it. Gone Girl's really good.
I'll buy it.
Gone Girl, 5 out of 5.
Look out!
It better be for best movie of the year.
It's so fucking sick, man.
What'd you give Guardians?
I'll watch it.
I don't know what I gave Guardians. But, I mean, Guardians is probably... I think I might have given Guardians 5 out of 5. I'm an easy guy. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, hold out on 5s. If I love them, they're 5s. Simple as that. TJ, you got movies?
Yep.
What you got?
I mentioned this to you, Robot and Frank.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's definitely a very good movie. It's just kind of slow-paced and... kind of indie vibe.
Yeah, like...
just a good watch.
Indie vibes, definitely.
Definitely. Even though there's some big people in it.
Have you seen those... You've seen the Duplass movies, right? The, Do we watch that together? Safety Not Guaranteed?
Yeah,
did we watch that?
I think I recommended that to you.
Well, I had seen it when you recommended it.
Oh, okay.
His new one's supposed to be pretty good. Him and Peggy Olsen have, like, this secret door kind of thing into, like, a different realm.
Who's him?
Duplass. The guy from The League.
Okay, yeah. Pete,
yeah. Their new movie is supposed to be pretty good. I mean, it was on the trailers on the fucking plane, so I saw the trailer like 4 times.
Okay. The other movie I watched today is called... Actually, it's a documentary. It's called...
Well, you liked Frank and the
Robot?
Yeah,
I'd give it like a 4.
4 to 5.
Yeah. It's
a solid recommendation.
Yeah, it's a worthwhile watch. Like, it's a...
Yeah, I would consider it worthwhile. I like that I had seen it, and you know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot to say. It's just, it's good. I enjoyed it.
Do you got a IMDb synopsis for us? Or Dan. Do you have a Dan Derby synopsis or an IMDb synopsis?
I never do Dan Derby synopsis.
Let's hear it. Let's take
IMDb synopsis?
Dan Derby synopsis, the entire movie.
So there's a guy. Basically your there's a guy and he lives in a house, right? But you don't know really that the house is haunted.
And then he comes out and now he's dead.
And it's the ghost the from beginning. Before. Anyway, give me
some. He finds his shoes.
The shoes.
I won't give you an IMDb synopsis, but I'll give you like a TJ's rundown. How's that sound?
Awesome, I like it. New segment on the show. TJ's rundown.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it in two sentences, but basically it's an old kind of angry man. In the future, actually, he gets a helper robot to kind of help him live on his own. And they develop a relationship and they kind of go on a... We'll say they go on an adventure together. I won't go through the details of that because I think that's kind of interesting.
It's a vague synopsis.
Yeah, but... and then the story plays out from there. That's...
Did you know that this chick is only like 2 years older than us? What's this girl's name?
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, she's only like 2 years older than we are.
I haven't watched her.
Look it up.
I am.
It's because we're old.
I know.
We just don't realize it yet.
Yeah.
Well, she's only... Holy fuck, she's 31. Never mind. Yeah, of course she's 31.
I watched a documentary today called Particle Fever.
Never heard of it.
It just showed up on Netflix and I watched it because...
I think I've seen that on there.
Yeah.
She's 40.
Really?
Joe just making a plan.
I don't know. I must be thinking about somebody else.
Clearly. She looks like she's 40, so I don't understand.
That's why I was shocked. Maybe I read like an internet thing from 8 years ago.
You do that often.
How do they show that, but they can't say the N-word?
Well, I mean, they're not really showing anything.
I am still.
What about it?
It's a good documentary about the Hadron Collider. That's all I want to say. Yeah. So if you ever wondered kind of what they're even doing, they kind of explain it and talk about how it unfolded, because it was a very long project. Obviously, it took like 20 years, and more recently, they actually started it up and started collecting data from it. So, I don't know. It's just, it was very interesting. I enjoyed it. There was a moment I kind of got choked up, actually, where like... they talk about finding the Higgs boson particle, and like Peter Higgs, like super old, he's like, he's ready to die, he's on his deathbed, and like they find the particle and the guy's in the room and he's trying to act like, he's like, pulls out his tissue, he's clearly like this man who like doesn't show any emotion ever, and everyone just starts applauding. That's kind of a nice moment, but the whole thing is just interesting through and through. Like you know, you hear about that, but if you didn't really kind of read into it, it goes to the whole backstory behind it. It was really interesting.
What is the Higgs boson again? It's like negative energy?
No, there is dark matter they talk about, which is like, antimatter. And it's like one of many things that could come out of this this experiment that is the Hadron Collider. But the other thing is they could discover the Higgs boson particle and determine whether or not there's a multiverse or whether there's some other theory called supersymmetry. Basically, it's just the experiment that is the super collider will... prove or disprove many theories that they have in physics. So, the dark matter is just one of them. And now they've collected all this data, and now they got scientists doing a bunch of work to kind of just figure things out in physics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so two electrons are flying through the Hadron Collider, and they meet up one day. And one electron says to the other, like, hey, this thing's going to change the world. And the other electron is like, what are you talking about? Are you sure? And the first electron says, yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, good joke. Mark Andre. Okay,
first of
Mark
all, electrons
Andre.
Are negative.
Positive.
I don't know. I said, like, I don't know the actual joke. It's probably so wrong.
No, it's like two protons meet in a bar. One says to the other, hey, do you know this and that? And then he goes, are you sure? And he says, yeah, I'm positive.
Neutrons? It's
no,
neutrons?
Protons.
Protons.
They actually said protons.
What did I say, electrons?
You didn't say electrons.
Fuck it, man. The joke came to fruition there.
I get it.
Yeah, no one laughed.
I got it.
Whatever, man. Fuck you.
I knew you were going with the joke, so.
Well, yeah, you've heard it before. I've said it before.
Fucking games, man. Let's do games.
Games.
Let's do games.
Hold on.
Yo, it was back in 07, did a couple of tapes, did a couple DVDs, made a couple mistakes, didn't know what I was doing, but I put on a cape. Now it's which world tour should I go on the tape? See, you told me I would lose, but I won. I might cop a million Jimmy Choo's just for fun, cause bitches couldn't take what was in me. Australia, Sydney, might run up in Disney, out in LA with Lindsay, got the eye of the tiger, the lion, the Judah.
Games. All right, games. So last week, as promised, or I promised last week that I was going to compile some statistics based on our top 20 most anticipated games 2014.
Right. Hey, who ended up winning that? Who had the most points?
I won, but I feel like the math was flawed. So I'm gonna break it down to three categories.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read really fast our lists? I think it's worthwhile.
Go ahead.
Okay. So starting from 20, working our way down to 1. I'm going to go through
each person. Read your own.
Read my own first?
Yeah.
Okay, so number 20 for me, top most anticipated game, Evil Within, Daylight, and Dying Light. So kind of like horror genre. Kingdom Hearts 3, Uncharted 4, Hyrule Warriors, Zelda U, The Order, Mario Kart 8, Skyrim Online, or Elder Scrolls.
Bygrim,
as it says. I'm just translating for whatever our new listeners will say. Hotline Miami 2, The Crew, Mirror's Edge 2, The Division, Final Fantasy 15, yeah. Second Son, Towerfall, Titanfall, Watch Dogs, Far Cry 4, Fallout 4, and Destiny.
Was that my list?
No, that was my list.
Okay, give me this.
All right, go ahead.
Joe's list: Fortnite, The Witness, Zelda, U, Phantom Pain, The Order, Drive Club Free, Rhyme, Dogbird, Binding of Isaac, DK Tropical Freeze, Mario Kart 8, 1001 Spikes, Halo 5, Witcher 3, The Division, Towerfall, NHL 15, The Evil Within, Super Smash Bros. 4, my number 2, and Destiny.
And Destiny.
You want to read? You want no? Read Dan's.
Someone's gonna read Dan's over there.
Come on.
Everyone's out.
Read Dan's here. It's on the list on the left.
Dan, Diablo 3, NHL 15, Dragon Age, Phantom Pain, SSB 4.
Smash Bros.
Zelda U, The Order, Bygrim.
Bygrim Online.
Bygrim. This is Bygrim. Witcher 3, Halo Anniversary, Lords of the Fallen, Titanfall, The Division, Thief, Dying Light, Watch Dogs, Evolve, South Park, Second Son, and Destiny.
Second Son was Dan's second. All right, now me.
So excited.
Division, Rayman Legends, PlanetSide 2, Castlevania, Lords of Shadow 2, Second Son, Dragon Age.
You didn't even intend to play Castlevania. You're like, I'll never play it, but here's my number 18.
It's true. I was excited for it, but no. Diablo 3, Titanfall, Alien Isolation, Thief, Dying Light, Destiny, Dogbird, Towerfall, Yoshi's New Island,
Dogbird,
The Witness, Witcher 3, The Order, Game of Thrones, Telltale, in Star Wars Battlefront.
All right, TJ, what do you got for us?
All right, so I broke this into three categories. Okay?
Give me a fish.
There's what I did is I went online and I took like a rough average rating of these games. Okay. Yum.
We're seeding anchovies out of a fucking bucket. There's
delicious
here.
Pizza right there.
Well, we're snacking right now.
They're good. No problem. Okay,
they are good, right?
So I took the average rating of the games that were actually released, and it's kind of a rating of who picks the best games.
I like it.
So that's going to be the first category. The second category is...
Well, let's go through the winner. So how did that go?
Oh, we'll do the categories.
Come on.
No, we'll go back. The next category is who picked games that were actually released this year.
Nice.
So were we kind of just too wild and ridiculous?
I'm so far off.
Third category is who actually played these games, so who was loyal to their list, basically.
Isn't that what we did last week?
It is, yeah. But I broke it down better.
Okay, cool.
Because we kind of mixed unreleased with played. So.
Right.
Okay, rating category.
So this is all TJ bias, though.
It is, yeah.
Do you come up on top of any of these?
One of the lists.
That's bullshit.
You have no reason to complain, Trevor. Let's just walk through, okay?
Alrighty.
So here's my list, basically. Chad's in last place when it comes to ratings. The average rating of your list was 7.9.
Okay.
Okay. And then, sorry, Chad.
Sevens.
Because fucking Castlevania.
Sevens.
7.9.
Chad loves sevens.
Yeah, I was very liberal. I just kind of picked numbers based on the, you know, I did this quickly at 6 o'clock today. So Dan and Joe tied at 8, and I had 8.2 as my average rating.
Nice.
So that's where I topped the list.
Fucking.
You can call bullshit if you want. I'm okay with it.
I need to see spreadsheets. Post them on allrangemode.ca.
You got
for
it.
For everyone.
You got it. The unreleased category. Last place, Dan, with seven... No, sorry. Oops, I just spoiled that one. That makes Dan first place, actually. He played... Or, of all his games, only 7 of them were unreleased. Which sounds really high.
Mm-hmm. Out of 20.
Out of 20. So it only gets worse.
Only 7 of his most... Yeah.
Joe ties again in second place with Chad with 9 games on your list were unreleased.
Half, buddy.
And I'm the worst with Sam.
Nice.
A solid half your games. Well, fuck. You know what? I gave you the benefit of the doubt. You had Fallout 4 somewhere on there.
That was my like second game, yeah.
But you mixed it with Far Cry 4, yep. And I gave it to you.
Fallout 4.
What do you mean? I get props for predicting Far Cry 4, but then I lose.
Oh, wait a minute. You had Fallout. Both? Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Oh, I had both. I did.
Okay, never mind.
To be honest, I didn't think I was that bad off, but apparently half my games just unreleased.
Actually, at that time, Far Cry 4 was unannounced.
True.
No, yeah.
Kudos.
Oh, no.
It was unannounced.
It was definitely unannounced. I took some shit for that.
It was rumored.
I deserved it at the time.
But it's out.
And then, so we've got, me on top for one, Dan for the other, and then games played. We've got, in last place, tied for last place at 73% of the games, it was Dan and Chad, followed by me with 90%. I played 9 out of the 10 games on my list that were released. And Joe played 100% of his games. So there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I only picked games that actually were released, so I feel like that was more fair because we have an unreleased category, so.
You know what? I've only played a couple hours of Evil Within, and it was high on my list.
Titanfall as well. I gave you Titanfall. And
you
one
gave
of mine,
him Titanfall.
Well, I think we gave him Titanfall.
You're
last
a fucking
week.
Dick sucker, you know that?
Well, if not, you're 90%. We're tied for first.
What do you mean? So. I played Titanfall.
Yeah, I suppose you did.
You guys were counting stuff.
What was my one game? Oh, Hyrule Warriors. That fucked me over.
Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah. Came and went. So there you go.
Sebsen Simpson.
I stick
to my story.
Well done. You suck at games, though.
I don't.
Yeah. And I win, obviously, because Game of Thrones is on there. You fags. It's coming out.
So like, what? Like change everything.
Yeah, and it's gonna be the best game. So that's gonna bring my 7.9 up to 9.8.
The witness. Is, all my the games. Witness is gonna underperform. For
the
sure.
The witness probably won't even come out.
Oh, it won't be out before the end of the year. But when it does, it'll underperform.
So I'll be up to 9.8.
One trick pony.
We could attempt to revisit these in like 9 months from now.
We'll have another list and another list of E3 predictions. Baby.
All right, let's talk about the fucking games we played.
All right.
So, released this week, Super Smash Bros., Dragon Age Inquisition,
yep.
Little Big Planet 3, the new fucking Pokemon game.
Really? Is there a Pokemon game out?
Far Cry 4. What else?
Big week.
It's a huge week.
Yeah.
It's the last big week before Christmas. This is it.
This one wants to buy a fucking 2DS.
She does.
Stop it.
Why would you buy a 2DS?
Go on fucking Kijiji for $100.
But they're $75 on Black Friday in Canada.
$75.
You want to close it?
What's that mean?
You want to close it up?
I know, that's the problem. That's what keeping me away from getting it, is the closing.
You can't close it.
Can't close it.
What are you talking about?
You can't close
the 2DS. It's just
like a
solid screen chunk.
Yeah, it's just a chunk.
So what, it's not... You don't have a purse big enough?
No, I do, but I like to be able to close it.
Get the fucking one that looks like
the... You can't
the,
close your phone.
Get the one that looks like the NES controller. You seen that one?
No.
No.
Paint job, it looks like an NES controller.
That's crazy.
That's dope.
It's so awesome. I'm sad I don't have it.
I'm probably not going to buy it.
It sucks.
The reason I'm probably not going to buy it is because then I have to buy a $50 game.
I have tons of games I don't play.
And another $50 game.
And you can borrow them.
But I just want Pokemon.
Yeah.
Don't have it.
I'm just not too sure about the new 3DS and what that means for...
Yeah, when is that supposed to be coming out? I thought it was supposed to be the end
of
this
year. It's out in Japan. Okay, well, let's talk about these games. Smash Brothers, we talked about briefly earlier.
Played it.
It's pretty neat. It's not anything mind-blowing.
I mean, maybe... Can it be, still? Like, if you play it a little more, like, you know what? I unlocked a new character. 9.8.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's something that... it's on
been
me,
in the
right?
N64 like, game.
I'm not gonna... When we were playing it for GameCube and for N64, it was like, who has the best cartridge, right? Like, who has the most unlocked levels? Who has the most characters?
Yeah.
And there was a reason to work towards all of that. But, I mean, the game's launched with more characters than I'll ever care to play with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, like, I can create my own levels. So what am I working towards? Like, and I just thought, like, you know, I get in this mindset, like, I have to 100% the game. But maybe it's not that kind of game. Like, just when you guys are over, we'll play. I'm fine with that. We've got all the characters we want. Yeah, pick it up and play. To the point where it gets, like, tonight it was fun, but it wasn't really competitive. Like, you and I got into it a little bit.
Yeah.
But when it's four solid players and we're getting at it, like, that's where...
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, like, and, you know, I'll play it enough to unlock more options for the create a level and hopefully get Great Fox on there somewhere. I mean, Block Fort's not in Mario Kart, but I'm sure they won't make that same mistake. But I mean, I'm happy with it. As confusing as it is to get the controllers, like if we all adjust to the Pro Controller, like I played it for a couple more hours than you guys did. Like I played it for a few hours this evening.
Yeah,
I was used to the Pro Controller by that time, so like I was already past that gap. You know, like getting used to feeling it again, and I was having a great time with it. So I'm pretty excited. It's exciting. Like you really just got to dive in. Did somebody die?
Fucking data this entire time, this whole night.
Oh,
sucking.
I just got a message saying I had 90% of my data used.
Oh, that's
roaming?
Yeah. No data. Can you go?
You got fucking robbed, man.
I have a.
Can you unplug it back in?
I will in a bit.
I feel like I don't know the fame that or like how good this game is based solely because there's no other 4-player co-op games.
Like. Couch co-op?
Yeah. Like, there's Towerfall, but come on.
You're right. Towerfall does not come close to this. But I feel like anybody who's going to make a game is going to fail against Super Smash.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't... There's no other co-op games. Like, we can't all bring a controller over and play the only Towerfall.
Yeah.
You can do that with.
You're my savior. I mean, I know we're going to be playing online. Maybe Fano?
I'd like to see how that even functions.
Didn't Dan say he was going to play it?
The game is so fast.
It's so fast.
I have no idea how that's going to translate to online.
I'll mention playing like classic mode, like trying to just get to Master Hand or whatever. The first like three matches are eight people on the maps,
okay.
And it's really confusing. Like it's a little bit daunting. Yeah, I'll die, and it's like. Fuck, I had no idea where it was on the screen. You know, there's so much going on. We saw it a lot when we were playing today. Like, you could walk off the fucking edge of the level and not even realize. Like,
I thought it was somebody else.
Yeah, there's too many levels that are platforming and moving and the background's moving around. Like, there's just so much going on.
I just want the static, like, fight in the penis.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Right in the penis.
Yeah, but I mean,
actually kind of
like it is good, though.
The one where you were jumping around. And it was chaos and you're more... focused on the combat, but
yeah,
being a shitty player, I don't know, it's kind of like an element where you can fuck up and then, you know, I can get the upper hand because I'm switching platforms.
The one thing I said about that game is there is so much depth down to every single character and getting good, like knowing their fucking playing styles and when you're vulnerable and you know.
It is like every fighting game, though.
It's so like, much it, deeper
in
that, than that.
In that regard, though, like every character has their own fighting style, their own moves.
I guess, yeah.
You gotta learn their moves. But
yeah.
They're all pretty unique, though. Like, you think about, like, I don't know, stupid Mortal Kombat or what are their
get?
Fighting games, you know what I mean? Like, there's not a ton of variety. Like, when you're Sonic...
Captain Falcon controlled the exact same as he did on N64.
Right,
yeah, but Captain Falcon's the same. But
the point is, from character to character, there are differences. You know what I mean? Like, one person's jump can be way more superior than the other person's jump. Their punch can be... This is a ranged punch versus a just a straight-up, like, a fist. You know what I mean? Tons of stuff.
The level that I put together today was, like, a large scale. And I decided to play as Fox, and it was, like, I was hopeless because I had no long-range attacks. You know? And, like... Based on the map and who you pick, it's like you have to really fight differently. And like I said, there's a lot of depth. We don't have to get into it, but I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's Smash Brothers, man. It's fucking awesome.
I'm pumped to jump into Smash. Sweet. I've never really gotten into it hardcore, and this may be the time. So
it'd be cool to go online as teammates and play against strangers.
Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome. Four of us and against four strangers.
On our PS4 headsets.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
There's no voice chat?
No, I don't think so.
Fuck off.
Like I said, it's a toy. But what else we got?
I do the punch game.
Far Cry?
Or do you want to do Dragon Age?
We're streaming that for quite a while.
Well, let's say I did Dragon Age. I had Dragon Age the day before it came out. Or 2 days before it came out. And,
thank you, James.
Yeah, we had a crazy stream going on.
Oh, holy shit, yeah. You didn't get banned for that, right?
No, Mandy was watching. Remember, we had like, there was like 60 people and everybody was leaving comments. Did you guys jump in on that at all?
No.
I watched it for a little bit, yeah. No, I watched it for a little bit. I watched you play Far Cry, too.
Did you really?
Yeah, just go into allrangemode.com and there it is.
But no, that was crazy. Like, I had my headset on and people were asking questions and I was just like, oh, I don't know.
You say like, hey, who's there? And like at one point, I don't know. Maybe I think it was the Far Cry stream. There was like one or two people watching.
Yeah.
Like, you texted us and you're like, how come no one's watching my my Far Cry stream? So I go on and you're like, hey, look who's playing Far Cry. And it's like, you didn't know it was me. Because I went on through the website.
Yeah. It just shows like person.
Yeah.
And then Tim was there. And then I was just talking with Tim. He left a comment, and then I would say something. Most of the time, it was just me talking in silence. But Dragon Age, it's the most overwhelming game I've ever seen. Just like the first one.
Yeah.
You jump into this game, and it's just this...
It looked awesome. Like, visually, like, I'm not saying like it looked fun. It just, it looked nice.
I thought it was really choppy.
I don't know. Maybe it was better on a stream.
Could have been better on the stream.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. I can't even grasp it. It's so much, so big. I have no idea.
How long did you play?
I played for about 3 hours.
Wow.
And it was just like that's literally, it's supposed to be like a 90-hour game, just for the story.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, obviously I have to get further into it, but I don't know. I don't like it.
Okay.
It's still like it's not
in the 3 hours played, you learned something, right?
Pardon?
In the 3 hours you played, you figured some things out.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy doing that? Like,
no, it was terrible. I chose an archer.
Okay.
And the fighting style is just you hold R2 and he just shoots the arrows. And then you have a couple power attacks and they recharge and then you can choose the power attack.
That's weird. It's weird that it's so different from Mass Effect.
It fucking sucks. Like, I thought it was terrible, but like...
It's not, obviously, it's like turn-based fighting, maybe, or no?
Like, it's MMO. Like it's MMO fighting, but just not an MMO. And you can control every character in your party. So you can go over and be like the barbarian or the mage, whatever. I don't know what the fuck's going on with my voice. I can't breathe anymore.
Take another drink. So yeah, it's like an RPG.
Yeah, it's full on RPG. It's exactly like World of Warcraft. It's just not online. Just single player.
Yeah, to me that's like classic RPG. I think about Final Fantasy. Just you've got.
You might enjoy it. Like I couldn't sit down and sit like. You have to go close the gate and like. My character looked like shit. We spent like 45 minutes making this fucking guy look cool. And then he gets into the game and he looks like a fucking idiot. Hated it. was like, I can't watch this guy for 90 hours.
Chad, I gotta admit, I don't hold your opinion in high regard anymore.
Well, go ahead.
Look out.
You know, the problem is, I actually...
What turned you off?
I'm not interested in Dragon Age, to be honest, but I don't know, your Call of Duty and Halo reviews, just, you know.
I gave a Halo review?
Well, maybe it was
Impressions?
When, last week?
I don't know. There's a lot of games shit thrown out there. Game sucks. No, I'm not interested in Dragon Age, but...
It's a tough sell.
Dude, I expect more out of games. I've been playing these same fucking games for all my life.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't want to keep playing it.
Open-minded TJ. Closed-minded. Chaz reviews.
No, I've been playing Call of Duty since before you even knew what Call of Duty was.
So what's the best part
of... And it's the same fucking game.
What's the best part of Dragon Age?
Nothing.
Come on. Okay, it looks good, right?
Dude, the character builder was the best character builder I've ever seen.
There you go.
Okay, all right, cool.
That was awesome. But then, combat sucks.
Downhill from there, right?
So is Far Cry a hit or what?
I liked it.
Okay, tell me an RPG you liked.
Skyrim, obviously.
But that wasn't traditional turn-based, because you still like first-person.
Okay, KOTOR.
Okay. What? I bet you didn't even like that game.
You're an idiot.
I bet you didn't even like that game.
There was just, I don't know, there was something about it that just...
I'm just wondering if you're not...
It doesn't grab me. Like, I need something to just, like... Mm. It's got its hooks in me type thing. Like,
sure.
Far Cry doesn't even have that.
Yeah?
For me.
Wow, okay.
I don't know if I just fucking hate games
now. Let's talk about Far Cry then. I'm good with Dragon Age. How far are you into Far Cry?
5 hours, I think.
Okay, so like what point in the game?
I don't know. I'm just running around doing stuff.
Okay. Storyline, have you gone through any of that?
I've,
Weren't you immediately sold on Far Cry? Didn't you, like, you were talking about it before I remember
when
it released that day.
Yeah, I bought it.
Yeah, and then I went and picked up my copy and...
Yeah, it looks amazing. The game it's the best looking game I've seen.
Yeah, awesome intro.
Awesome intro. That probably the greatest intro of my life.
To me, it's immediately Far Cry 3 plus more.
Okay.
I felt like it's... It feels just like Far Cry 3, but now you've got the little helicopter thing you can fly, you've got a wingsuit, there's elephants, you know.
There's so much.
Yeah, there's tons of side quests and, like, I don't know if you want to call them mini games or whatever, but, like, you know, the side quests are, like, all different types and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much to do, but it still feels kind of small in scope.
Are you kidding me?
Despite how massive
but there's the world is. Doesn't that open up quite a bit and it actually gets like kind of mystical and whatnot, like later in the game? Like there's...
Well, I don't know if you unlock different things than other than like...
You do.
You kill a couple... things and you expand your quiver.
Have you got to the arena?
No.
I wasn't even expecting this. I got to the arena today. And there's a place you go up to a topless chick, and you enter the arena, and there's like three different modes of fighting. There's like an endless mode where there's waves and people come at you and you fight them. There's one where there's like challenges, you take a certain gun, and you have to fight through like 3 to 5 waves. And then there's another one where you can make playlists on an app on your phone, and the playlists are like the different rounds you go through with like, you fight a tiger, an armored guy, and this and that is round one, and then round two is this. And you can see your friends' like playlists and stuff like that, and attempt to beat them and get high scores and leaderboards and all that.
Who actually does that?
I would love to do. Well, you know, I'm a leaderboard whore, so I would love to do that. But it's fun. Like there's ranks within it, as if like some games you go into the multiplayer and there's like a level.
Yeah,
it's like that, but within the arena, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. It's
that's part of the story.
No, it's. Or... Well, yeah, the story's built in. It, like, you go to the arena, you do the arena, and then it opens up that as
You
can do. But it's just a small piece that moves on. It's actually kind of a cool part of the story.
So what's the last game that wowed you?
Tomb Raider?
Second Son.
Tomb Raider? Second Son, yeah. You're pretty big on Second Son.
You called it the best game of the year. And I was like...
I was quickly to say, like Second Son. I've had a lot of... through, like, what I've played in Far Cry. What are you doing to me?
It's hard.
Like the time I played in Far Cry, there's been like really, really high highs and just kind of mediocre
Well, you're only 5 hours in.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was really cool. Like, just you have the ability to storm camps, and you can take it however the hell you want to do it.
We should do a scheduled live stream. We should do a scheduled live stream. Like, let's pick a fucking time right now, Thursday night or some shit like that at 11. We'll all get on, we'll have a party, and we'll fucking play it and talk about it.
Sure. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So we do it random?
So who's playing? You? You're playing?
Thursday at 10?
Thursday at 10? Sure.
All right.
Fine. I'll commit to that.
Note can you bring the party?
Yeah, the whole party can broadcast.
Conversation? Okay, yeah. That's cool.
It'll be like a live episode of All Range Mode.
Why don't we play Battlefield for fuck's sake?
Well, I mean, this Twitch streaming thing just got out on the website like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but we can still play Battlefield.
We'll do it every week.
Yeah.
A double episode.
Thursday night at 10 is our live stream hour.
There you go.
One whole hour.
Like, for Dragon Age, I don't want to give it a review because obviously I haven't played it enough.
Right. Yeah.
I just... Dragon Age is not for me. It never has been.
Sure.
And even though it's in the fantasy type world that I like, it's just, I don't know, there's no direction. I need direction in my games now. I can't just...
Whoa.
I can't just be lost and go, okay, I'm going to go over here and walk fucking 2 hours to find this
Skyrim game. Is like your fucking favorite game.
Yeah, but there's direction in that if you need it.
I was thinking about this recently. Like, we talk about how sometimes there's
Skyrim is a totally different game, man.
But sometimes it is a bad thing. Like, you talk about Shadow of Mordor. Oh, I love the fact that you're just thrown in, you have to figure it out, right? But you're saying that game sucks. Same with Dragon Age. Some games being thrown in is a bad thing, it's too overwhelming. Other things, that's part of the game, is figuring it out, right?
You know what, man? Mass Effect was too good. It's too good. Set the bar way too high.
Yeah, the characters are intriguing in Mass Effect.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about some guy who was, oh, kill 1,000 orcs. What was that shit?
What do you think about the characters in Far Cry? I fucking love them.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh my god.
The characters are awesome.
Every character
is amazing. Pagan Min is awesome.
Pagan Min is awesome. Fucking Longinus, the gun-toting priest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's awesome, too.
He's amazing. He's one of my favorite characters. The guy in the radio in the truck, have you even met him yet? What's his name? Robbie Rayrana?
I don't think so, no.
When you get into a truck, the radio goes on, and it's the guy who's, like, doing his own broadcast called Robbie Rayrana. And he just does all this funny shit. And then you get to meet him, and yeah. He's all weird and awkward, and, like, he sends you on a mission or whatever. There's a gay fashion dude. He's like, oh, go find these skins.
Have you played this?
I probably played a good 10 hours.
So okay. Should we play your game? Should we stream your game or Chad's?
Probably mine.
Alright. You're out,
I'm
Chad.
Just back out.
You're out, Chad.
The beginning.
I'm not going to be on it. Play my own game.
What else was there?
Just in the party?
The anti-fucking stream.
Whatever, we can play your game. It's probably better not to be too far advanced.
My 2015 hype train has never been... It's full steam. Full steam ahead, 2015.
You know what?
Actually, you know what? 2016 is where I'm at. Fallout, more Star Wars, Star Wars BioWare games.
Yeah. Battlefront's going to be the best.
2016, baby.
But before we get too far ahead of this, I don't know if I've touched on this before, but you're talking about my integrity in games right now, and I'm taking offense to that shit.
I'm going to take it as disrespect.
It's been the past, like,
there's games,
couple weeks, that's all.
A good game has, I don't know what it is, but there's something. There's just something there that it's like...
The X Factor.
Yeah, there's... I'll this game is a 9. Sure. This game is a 9 or above. This game is an 8.
You know what? Okay, I agree.
Far Cry's in the fucking 8s. Like, it's a great game, but it's missing whatever it is.
Destiny's
I don't know
good,
what it is.
But it's not like...
Yeah.
We all wanted more.
Okay, you know what? I completely agree with you. My issue is that when it doesn't have that... You're so quick to just
say
throw
shit?
It to the side. Yeah, that's all. You throw aside good games because they don't have that X factor.
Yeah, obviously these games are rated very well and they're good games. I don't know. I don't have time for subpar shit.
That's fine. But if I do and you tell me it's shit, you know, I might want to play that game. I played only a little bit of the Call of Duty Online since the last time we talked about it, and I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's kind of chaos, but again, it's
yeah. That's
chaos.
The thing.
I'm not
hate
expecting
it.
Battlefield.
I fucking hate it,
and I enjoy it. Because
it could
of that.
Be a lot of people like it.
Yeah,
so
it's so forgiving.
I think what we're experiencing is the longest launch window in video game history.
Oh God!
Like,
give me a next gen game already. Fuck.
Yeah, the best two games that I've played on my PS4. Well, not the best, but two of the best are fucking The Last of Us and Tomb Raider.
Resogun, baby.
Destiny, which is like... yeah. Resogun, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just like we're still not at that spot, you know? Like, we're not there yet.
Next year, Mass Effect...
Unity is supposed to be a...
Oh my
god. Assassin's Creed Unity?
Creed? Give me a break.
I'm just saying, it's...
That game... Did it have
never been
that?
Good.
I told everybody not to buy it last week, right?
Yeah.
Don't fucking buy it.
Yeah.
I've had it on Kijiji for an entire week. I got one email.
Because you're asking I'll buy it. For,
No, I put it up for $60.
Did you?
Some would you trade?
Yeah.
Lots of would you trades. I almost took you up on your offer of two bottles of whiskey.
Yeah? That is a good deal.
Yeah. The problem is I have too many games to play, so... Otherwise I probably would.
Yeah, I still vow that Evil Within will get... I mean, we're getting kind of late, so I won't talk about it, but it'll get the full treatment. It'll get played quite a bit.
I just want to know how far you've gotten so far.
Not far.
Okay.
Probably like 5 hours.
That's pretty good.
Pretty interesting so far. Like, I'm at a point where it's starting to get a little bit demanding. Like, it requires a lot of patience, much like Last of Us, and I just haven't really been in that mindset lately. I just kind of want to turn my brain off and play video games. I'm not ready for that, but...
I feel like that's where I'm at, too. Like, I have more fun playing arcade games than these 90-hour or 20-hour-plus epics.
I keep thinking, you know, that in order to 100% Evil Within, I'm going to have to play it multiple times. And the first, like, 3 hours are a bit of a stretch, so I don't know if it'll ever get that 100%. You know, if it does demand that I play it over and over again... Whereas Resident Evil, you jump right into the action right away. There's a much longer prologue in this game, so I don't know. I mean, think about playing Last of Us over and over again. That for the first like 3 hours, man, fucking tough.
Yes, yeah. Any game that requires me to play it twice, I feel like the second playthrough
should be a new game 10, plus, right?
Yeah, like if I'm getting only 10, 20, 30% more game, I'm uninterested in playing it over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Far Cry. You choose between one of two people to kind of side with. Instead of being like two evil or two factions, it's like you're one faction, but there's two people with different opinions of how you should handle situations. And I'm thinking, like, do I want to play this again? Probably not. But that's the whole thing. They're trying to get replay value out of it, but they're really squeezing it. Like,
and are there Chivos for
all
that?
Roads,
for
each, all
for
each roads separate lead
one? I don't know. What's that?
All roads are going to lead to that same ending. Like,
well, probably one of two endings. Where it's the same point. Far Cry 3 did this too, right? In the end, you choose to save your friends or go with the jungle and fuck your friends.
It's going to be a different cutscene.
But it's... Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. It's the different ending. You just look up online. It's 1 4-minute video. And you know what their ending is. Like, yeah. It's a click away, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother. Don't waste your time. Pick up another game.
What else you got? Anything left?
I had some Far Cry notes. They copied the Fallout like location discovered. Did you notice that?
Yeah,
that feels good. Yeah, and all the whole menus are cool. I think, and the overlays and everything.
I like the menus a lot.
Yeah,
the game's great. It is obviously a good game. Like I don't. It's a great game. It's just missing the.
Also, do you get the sense that games are a lot bigger than they used to be? So it's like that much more daunting. I feel
they're trying to go bigger.
Yeah, with newer games, it's like, fuck, man, I don't want to put 200 into this thing. Like, yeah. I'm going to have to invest twice as much time as, like, a GameCube game, you know? Like, I kind of like the finite experience. It's much like a Tomb Raider kind of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like Far Cry...
Far Cry, I feel like, is endless, and I don't want that.
Tomb Raider is the exact game that comes to mind where you just have slightly more than the actual just story walking through. But Far Cry, you could, if you play a lot, still get everything in the first playthrough.
Yeah.
You just really got to stretch it out. And it is finite. Like, you can buy the, show me the loot, show me the this, show me the that, and you can see everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, they do a good job of making it feel obtainable, I feel like.
They're cool games. It certainly looked fun when Chad was streaming it, and I will be on the stream this Thursday at 10.
Sounds good.
Is that all?
That is all for me.
So I want to say another thing about Dragon Age. When I was streaming it, a lot of people were saying, like, how is it so far? Like, what's it like? And I said, it's not...
You said, listen to the All Rage Mode podcast.
Yeah, I said that, obviously, but... I was like, it's not Skyrim. Like, it doesn't grab me like Skyrim did. And they're just like, well, one of these fucking Skyrim players. Like, I guess Skyrim has negativity amongst fucking RPG loyalists because it's just...
It's accessible.
It was, yeah, it was very streamlined. It was everything was so easy. Remember the upgrade systems and like crafting potions and shit? It was so easy and so straightforward. Why is that a bad fucking thing? Why do you need me to go through thousands of menus and try and figure out
how do I make this? That's what they're talking about, though. Like,
it obviously is.
Skyrim is not a RPG in the same sense of like traditional RPGs where you have a party, you have like I don't know, like a skill tree, and like you're more like turn based. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, I like it more than most RPGs, to be honest. But maybe that's what they're griping about is the fact that it gets mislabeled. It's like people call it, it's like being pissed at Destiny for not being MMO. Yeah, well, guess what? They wanted to do something different. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just because you tried to, someone tried to categorize it into a box called MMO doesn't mean that you should be pissed when it's not, you know?
But still the same thing as an RPG, and these guys are
sick. Anyone who says otherwise is dumb.
Yeah, I agree. You're just being an idiot.
It's so good.
If you don't like Skyrim, then we're not for you. Stop listening now.
Yeah.
So, if you agree, disagree, or like or dislike anything that we've said, we would all appreciate it if you go to allrangemode.com and leave comments.
Oh, we didn't address Zach's feedback this week.
What was it? Zach's you guys feedback? Agree?
He complimented my Top Gear intro. Did anyone even know that it was Top Gear?
No.
Damn you all.
Would you have an intro?
Your shitty, obscure British TV
references. It's not obscure. It's the most watched television show of all time. Like right now, currently.
Top Gear?
I don't know how, because it's broadcast in like over 100 different countries.
Wow.
It's a bullshit stat that Top Gear fans like to pull out of their left pocket.
Well, guess what? Our super fan, one and only, okay? He he got it right away. That was the first thing he said. And the only thing I remember. I wrote the rest down, but it's on my phone. I can't even access it right now, so.
Well, Zach, we appreciate it.
We pull out fucking 4 hours of our weekend just for you.
We're on Twitter, ARM
podcast,
yeah, mm-hmm. At ARM podcast, and we'd appreciate it if you leave any ratings on iTunes. That would really help us out.
You
5 stars.
Yeah, we'll see you this Thursday at 10 o'clock on PlayStation. How do we? Oh yeah, go to allrangemode.com. The stream will be live on there. Yeah, my name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
And I'm TJ.
Am I Dan?
Yeah.
Oh.